This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
I'm Wong Xiaoning, and this is The Breakfast Grill. With COVID-19, the adoption of cloud technology can only accelerate as working remotely becomes the norm. So today, joining us on the line is David Webster, the Asia-Pacific and Japan president of Workday. Now, Workday is a leading global provider of enterprise cloud applications for finance and human resources, which is listed on NASDAQ. So good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Xiaoning.
Okay, let's start with Workday. Tell us briefly, what does the company do?
I think your introduction was pretty good. I think we would be seen right now as the leader in cloud software as a service solutions for human capital management, and also a leader in financial management software, as well as planning and analytics. And I think that we like to think about it as helping our customers plan, execute, and analyze to improve their business performance and improve their business agility.
So what differentiates you from the competition like SAP or Oracle? I mean, is it pricing, innovation, or this almost cultish term which I see in your website, the power of one? What's it all about?
Yeah, there's a big difference in that those companies, those other companies you mentioned, were born back in the 1900s. We're the first leading company that was born as a cloud company. So we're considered to be a modern, innovative software company. We built everything with one piece of software, one user community. So every one of our customers around the world uses the same version of the software. And we have one security model. We have one user experience. So if you're running on a smartphone, or you're running on a PC, or you're running on a laptop, the user interface and the user experience is exactly the same everywhere. And this goes to what I'm sure we'll talk about, which is how people are adapting to COVID-19 and using the Workday software. So really the leader in cloud software as a service solutions for human capital management, financial planning and analytics.
Now, like you mentioned, COVID-19, right? I want to know how Workday has managed this pandemic, both from, let's say, dealing with clients and also as a company. Why don't we start as a company?
Yeah, look, we made a decision very early. We took our 12,000 employees, we took them home in early February, as soon as the pandemic started. And our view was, and this goes to the values of Workday, our center of gravity is our people. Our number one value is creating an environment for our people to be themselves and perform at their best, because we believe that if we can create that environment, then they'll provide the best possible customer experience. And so the linkage between employee engagement and performance and customer experience, we believe very strongly. We made a decision on Monday, and on the Tuesday, every office was shut down and everyone moved home remotely. And so our ability to be agile in a difficult situation proved out, and many of our customers are experiencing that as well.
Do you view COVID-19, ironically, as an opportunity, or is it a threat? I mean, are there customers who are having issues now? Because let's face it, you know, we are heading into this, I would say, global recession. And even in your last result briefing, which was released just a few days ago, management has guided for lower revenue for 2021 because of COVID-19 uncertainty. So wouldn't it be the same picture for Asia Pacific then?
I think to your question, I think the question of whether it's a threat or an opportunity, I think it depends on, as an organization, your capability to deal with the threat. I think if your business is agile and flexible and able to adjust to an external force like COVID quickly, then it's an opportunity. I think there are many companies out there who are struggling right now with those legacy software vendors, trying to move home and be remote and mobile and agile with legacy on-premise solutions is really challenging. And I think many customers would feel threatened by COVID because of that. Those customers that have cloud solutions like Workday, those organizations are feeling pretty good because they've been able to shift quickly and with agility to adapt to COVID-19. So I think it depends on the company and their IT infrastructure and their IT applications as to whether they've been able to deal with COVID with agility or whether they've had to struggle and are probably still struggling with on-prem systems. So all in all, I think some organizations will come out of this stronger. I think Workday will come out of COVID strong. We see that in our quarter one results. We see that in the customer reaction to using Workday, the customer stories about the benefits they're getting from Workday being a cloud SaaS solution is tremendous. So I think it's a threat and an opportunity, but it's very dependent on a company's ability to be agile.
So would you say that some of your key clients are, you know, attempting to renegotiate existing contracts to secure maybe perhaps extended payment terms, price concessions, or even downsize contracts? Because I listened to the first quarter earnings for the group, and I mean, management has acknowledged there is a higher deal delay in segments like travel and hospitality, especially in the geographic segment of the, in what you term rest of the world, which applies to Asia Pacific. So are you having to deal with this now?
Yeah, we've had some of our customers in the challenging industry sectors, travel and transportation and healthcare and so forth, that have been significantly impacted, and we're working really closely with those customers to try and help them out. We have a global customer satisfaction rating of 98%, and that's something that we're really proud of. And part of that is being able to really understand our customers and what they're going through and help them out. And so with this COVID-19 situation in front of us, we are having dialogues with all of our customers as to what's going on and how we can help. We've managed to communicate, because everyone's on the same version of software, we're able to get every customer in the world able to communicate with each other in the COVID-19 community environment we set up and help each other. When you're a legacy on-prem software vendor, every company's running a different version of software. There is nothing common. And so it's really hard for customers to come together and talk about their own situation because everyone's on a unique software platform in a unique environment. So the benefit of having the power of one with Workday is that our customers can communicate as one group, and we can help them as one group. So we've been able to enable them with some thoughts and ideas around how to use the software slightly differently, and everyone's able to pick that up and adapt to that quickly. We also slowed down for our first release. We focused on less features and new things in the software to give our customers an opportunity just to stay stable, just to not have to worry about thinking about adding new capability, but rather just holding the fort, keeping things very stable and the same, so that as they come out of COVID, they'll be able to pick up the new software versions and pick up the new features and functionality. And that's the benefit of having a cloud software or cloud SaaS solution as your platform.
So at the same time, have you been more flexible to customers in terms of fees? I mean, that will have an impact on cash flows, I'm sure. I mean, one of your biggest clients in this region is AirAsia, right, which I read the case study on, and it's a key customer. Now, we all know that they're facing the biggest crisis in their operating history. So, you know, are customers like this going to have an impact on your bottom line?
Look, I think we're, as I said earlier, I think we're very conscious of organizations' impact, and we're managing that really closely. We look at this on a weekly basis, and we're in dialogue with our customers constantly, and that's just part of really understanding the customer landscape and tuning what we have to that customer landscape. So I think we continue to do what we do well, which is to listen to our customers and to try and help them out where we can. But from a business perspective, as you will have heard on the earnings call late last week, I think we're managing that really well. And I think the customers are appreciating the way in which we're doing that.
So, David, what would this mean actually for the longer-term picture of growth in the region? I mean, in 2018, Workday was targeting for this region, Asian Pacific Japan, to grow 60% a year. Won't this number need to be revised now?
Look, I think globally, every business in the world is replanning. It's interesting. We have, as I said, we have the Workday Adaptive Planning Solution set, and what we've seen from that around the world during COVID is that we have a 30 times. It's a cloud planning solution, so the quantity of models or planning models that people are using is up 30 times what it was in the same period last year. And that indicates that many customers are replanning, just as we are, replanning their scenarios and replanning their growth. So yeah, we're going to have an economic challenge in many countries around the world, and Workday is not immune to that. Workday needs to replan and think about its business in the context of its customer base and how we grow our business. We believe, as you saw in Q1, we believe we can still grow in this environment. You will have seen the growth numbers in quarter one. We also think COVID is going to have an impact on digital transformation, because people are realizing that to operate in a virtual world, you need your workforce to be really strong digitally in their capabilities. You need their systems and platforms to be really strong as well. We think that's an opportunity for Workday as well.
But definitely the growth target can't be 60% a year, right? It would be much lower. Would it be like in the low teens or higher than that?
I think we still have growth ambitions. I wouldn't comment specifically about the number, but, you know, I think we see in all of the markets across the world, we see growth opportunity. We've got an expanded solution set now. We now have, as well as human capital, we have financial management, financial planning, workforce planning, and we have analytics. They all provide us with new growth opportunities across all of our markets.
You're listening to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking to David Webster, President of Asia Pacific and Japan of Workday, a leading global enterprise provider of financial and human resources solutions. Up next, the challenges of cloud, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking to David Webster, President of Asia Pacific and Japan of Workday. Just a moment ago, we were talking about how the company was overcoming the challenges that COVID-19 had created, and is this pandemic actually an opportunity? Now, I want to continue that little bit of discussion on Asia, and this is a question for you in terms of when do you expect a recovery, and where is future growth going to come from?
I think what COVID's done, you know, coming out of COVID, and I hope that, you know, every country, I think the governments of all of our countries in Asia Pacific and Japan have been really smart about how to manage it. And overall, if you look at the impact on Asia Pacific and Japan compared to parts of EMEA and the United States, we're in a pretty good position, even though we have a large population. And I think what it's caused is that CIOs in the medium and large enterprise companies have really had to think about their staff and their ability to access systems. And their focal point has been mobility and security to start with. You know, how can I get my staff to work remotely and have my data and my applications secure and have my staff able to work with a level of mobility? That initial focus is now shifting to the application layer, the business systems layer. And with the focus on employee safety, the human capital system or the human capital management system is really becoming an important point of focus now, because what COVID has shown up is that many of the legacy systems don't have an ability to operate at a global scalable level to be able to ensure that the staff are safe and they know where everyone is. And so we think that the focus on people systems, human capital systems, gets a big spotlight coming out of COVID. We also think that people's ability to financially manage their business from both an expense perspective as well as, you know, all of the inputs that go into a business, we think that comes under scrutiny. We as I said, we went home and closed our quarter remotely, seamlessly. And many of the Workday financial customers have been able to do that. So I think that we see an opportunity and an increased shift to cloud-based systems based on the fact that the the CIOs really need a secure model, secure data model. They need the flexibility and agility, and their businesses are, the business pressure is saying, hey, we're now out of COVID, but something else could come along. We can't forget it. We don't want another pandemic, but there may be some other business interruption that occurs that we have to be able to deal with. So the flexibility of systems, the flexibility of processes doesn't go away because COVID goes away. I think the agility factor of an organization is really going to start to be measured now by boards and senior executives. How quickly did we react to COVID? And if COVID's gone, how quickly can we react to the next external factor? So agility in a changing world becomes a driver, and I think it will become a driver for Workday's cloud business.
But David, the issue of cloud usage in Asia, especially in emerging markets, is our patchy infrastructure. So even in Malaysia, and this probably was made worse by most of us working from home, so we did see internet speeds slow significantly. I mean, there was even concern whether internet providers could cope with the increased usage. Not related, but even YouTube and Netflix reduced their streaming quality. Now, this is something you have to overcome, you know, but yet you have no control over, right? So this is real customer frustrations.
Yeah, I think that, again, COVID exposes weaknesses, and just like any serious external force does. And I think that the service providers in all the countries across APJ have never been tested like this, where every employee is told to go and work from home, expecting the same experience that they have in their own office. And so I'm confident that the service providers in the different geographies recognize this, and I think they'll adjust their capacities and their systems to be able to deal with these circumstances moving forward. I think it's been the ultimate test on the internet, and by and large, globally, the internet has come up really strongly in being able to deal with a unique circumstance that happened very, very quickly. And I think, as I said earlier, the challenge for many organizations isn't so much the internet, it's the infrastructure. There's the public internet, which people are using. There's private networks that people use. But overall, the businesses that have cloud software as their backbone have fared better in a pressured internet environment. It's those businesses that rely on trying to get a legacy application out of the data center to the home computer and working seamlessly that have been really challenged. And so, yes, I think some environments have been challenged, and we've had some network challenges. But by and large, globally, I think the network has stood up pretty well. And I think it will be the COVID will be a compelling reason why you'll see many service providers upgrading their networks, expanding their network capacity. So I think it will turn out to be a really good thing for network infrastructure in most companies or countries around the world.
Now, the other issue with cloud has been and always will be, I think, security and privacy. So how does Workday deal with this when, you know, let's face it, cyber criminals are getting more and more sophisticated. So yes, you can keep updating, but the criminals do the same. It's like some game of whack-a-mole, you know. How have you been coping?
Yeah, I mean, we have a single security model. And what that means is that whether you're on a personal computer or a laptop or a mobile phone, our software is encrypted. We encrypt any of the data between the user of the software and where the data is stored. And we take this responsibility really seriously because we're managing millions and millions of our customers' employee records, employee data. And because we're a cloud service, we're able to secure our infrastructure, secure our servers, secure our networks, secure our applications to a level that many enterprises can't meet. And so when we're tested by the various government agencies, so for example, the Singapore government has made a decision to move their human capital systems to Workday, they have some very stringent requirements as to how the data is going to be secured, how access is secured, and so forth. So we're working with the world's leading companies in most enterprise segments and we're satisfying their security requirements, their data privacy requirements. And this is something that we take very, very seriously. And so we have, as I said earlier, 98% customer satisfaction. And a lot of that is to do with the fact that we give confidence to our customers that their applications and their data are secure. And we don't have an ability to look at that data. We don't have a desire to look at that data. It's all encrypted and private. So we give customers a level of security and assurance that by using our applications and our cloud applications, that their data and their privacy is absolutely secure.
Now, Workday also just announced a partnership with, you know, tech giant Microsoft. Is that a game changer for the company? Is that the new face for Workday?
I think we did two things. We announced an enhanced relationship with Salesforce.com, particularly around going back to work with COVID. And we also announced a relationship, expanded relationship with Microsoft, where the Workday adaptive planning solutions are now going to be able to be served from the Azure platform, from the Microsoft Azure platform. So Microsoft uses our software in their business. And we think this is a really strong partnership. We think that Microsoft's focus on, you know, the desktop productivity tools that they have, the collaboration tools that they have, is unique. And we think our focus on human capital management and financial management is a really good combination and good partnership. We have and you know, we use Microsoft products inside Workday just as Microsoft uses Workday products. Very close relationship at an executive level. And just strategically, I think the beliefs of both companies, you've seen Microsoft pivot very strongly to be a leading cloud vendor in the world right now. And with us as a cloud applications vendor, cloud SaaS vendor, we think that's just a really good combination. And we think our customers like it. And we think that we can deliver tremendous customer value from the combination.
On that note, thank you for your time. Joining me on The Breakfast Grill was David Webster, President of Asia and Japan of Workday. I'm Wong Xiaoning, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.